This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geffert. Crop scouting in eastern South Dakota cornfields is detecting fungal diseases on leaves. Tar spot is appearing a good month ahead of last year, but SDSU Extension plant pathology specialist Madeline Shires reports disease severity is low.
Less than 1% incidence, less than 5% severity. There have been a few reported exceptions down in the southeast corner of the state. We've not had any of those samples into our lab to confirm those, but the photos that we received were very credible. And those fields were pushing toward probably like 20% severity.
Threshold for tar spot is 20 to 30% severity at or before R3, which is milk stage in corn. A bigger issue than tar spot, however, is southern rust, which has been found in more counties and at greater severity. Shires explains southern rust can limit yields at 30% leaf coverage at or before R3. She says treatment may be warranted, but she advises differentiating between southern and common rust, which is also widespread, but fairly harmless.
Southern rust looks like Cheeto dust. So if you dipped your hand into a bag of Cheetos and kind of touched a corn leaf, if you see something like that, it's almost always going to be the southern rust. Common rust tends to be less widespread on the leaf, so you'll just kind of see a lesion here and a lesion there, and it's usually much darker in color.
Samples of corn rust can also be confirmed through the South Dakota Plant Diagnostic Lab in Brookings. Recommendations for fungicide options for both tar spot and southern rust are available at extension.sdstate.edu.